Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Keffer and our special guest. We always love having Dr. Daniel Amen on the program. Hi, Sherry, and hey, Daniel, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great and loving being with you two today. Honored.
Hello, my friends. Excited to be with you as we go forward and hopefully get this pandemic behind us.
Boy, no kidding. Well, I've got a question for you. We've got Intimacy in Marriage coming up next weekend, and I'm preaching next weekend on the problems with love where your solution might be your problem. I got that from my wife. Steve, your solution could be the problem here. But Dr. Amen, can you talk to us a little bit about love and how love can impact the brain one way or the other?
Well, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
If you have a healthy brain, you're more likely to have more empathy, make better decisions. You know my friend Dr. Earl Hensland, he always says, no forethought equals no foreplay, which I find hysterical. That a healthy brain often helps relationships be better.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's both hardware and software. Get your brain right, everything in your life is better, but you still need to act right. You need the proper models and the proper strategies to have a healthy marriage. So you're not holding on to hurts from the past. You're not interrupting your partner all the time, that you become a good listener, that you know where they're really coming from rather than being harsh or judgmental. So,
okay, well, let me ask you this.
Relationships are critical to brain health.
So if you are married and you're not providing love, you haven't resolved stuff, you're not loving the person you're married to because, you know, you haven't done the work you need to do, so you could be. What are you doing to that other person when you're not providing them the love that they thought they were going to get when they married you?
Well, it's chronically stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually damaging to the brain.
Yeah.
When you're, and it all depends on, you know, we talked about my new book, Your Brain is Always Listening. It's your dragons from the past that still breathe fire on your emotional brain. So, for example, my primary dragon is the abandoned, invisible, or insignificant dragon, because I'm one of seven. I'm the second son in a Lebanese family. My mother had four children, literally, in 4 years. And so I always felt invisible. Mm. And then in my first marriage, my first wife grew up in a very abusive alcoholic home. Mm. And, you know, she was very withholding, not because she wanted to be, just because of her own trauma. And
right.
It was terrible to be in that marriage.
All right, we got to go to a break. And I can't wait to get your book, Your Brain is Always Listening. Of course, I have ADD, so my brain is always eavesdropping. I'm always interested in what's going on in the conversation over there. What are they talking about versus the person right in front of me? So my brain is always listening in. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we would love to help you. But you got to call us. We do not have a list of people that are struggling today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, because she is the author of the wonderful, wonderful book, Intimate Deception. And by the way, our gift here during this Valentine season, the book that my wife and I wrote on intimacy, about 90 things you can do to improve your real life, things you can do to improve the level of intimacy, sexual intimacy, emotional intimacy in your marriage. It's called The Mediterranean Love Plan, A Gift of Any Amount. I'll send that to you. Or you could say, I could care less what you think about that. I would like Dr. Amen's book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety, and I would be happy to send that to you instead. All right, let's, how about we go to Bill. Fredericksburg is where he is calling from, Virginia. WAVA is the station. Hey, Bill, how are you today? You're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm fine, but I'm calling regarding my 56-year-old son who has been with us recently. He's in a clinical depression, and we've got Dr. Amen's books. And by the way, we got an email several weeks ago from Dr. Amen, the one psychological trait that will ruin your life. And that fits my son to a T. And I've got a written, concise background I can tell you real quick about him. He was suicidal. My son was suicidal about 10 weeks ago. We took him to an ER. They released him to us in a few days, and then I had a month of Christian counseling and a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist added another med to help him sleep, but that made a zombie out of him and pushed him over the edge, and he overdosed with the meds, so we had to take him to another hospital.
Okay, so help us understand the question today. It's been complicated. It's been difficult. Right. He's not getting good care.
So,
well, what's the question?
He says he doesn't want to do the hard work. He still has thoughts of suicide, but he can't do it right. And so the question is, how important, we're about an hour and a half away from the Northern Virginia Dr. Amen's clinic, how important would the if we took him to get a brain scan, we understand that we checked that they don't have a doctor to prescribe medication, we understand. So we are overwhelmed and desperate. What can we do? Is the brain scan helpful, and what would Dr. Amen recommend with this situation that we can't seem to find help with?
All right. I'm so glad you called about this. Dr. Amen, what do you think?
Yeah, no, we absolutely have doctors that can prescribe medication that are licensed in Virginia. I'd be the first thing I'd do if you've tried to get him help, and he's 56, which means people have tried a lot. It's easy to call people bad. It's really hard to go, well, why? And the brain is an organ that produces happiness or sadness or depression. It's the organ of suicide. And sometimes suicide wins. I often say sometimes the illness wins. But what we've seen, and we've seen thousands of people who've had suicide attempts, that they often have really low activity in the front part of the brain. And so getting him scanned, we don't just scan people, you know, assessed. So we'll take a detailed history, we'll look at his blood work, we'll test his brain in many different ways. But then once people see their brain, they often will fall in love with it
and then they're more willing to do the work to help it. And too often, psychiatrists like, you're depressed, take this. Well, if that doesn't work, take that. And no one's really actually looking at the root cause of, well, why are they depressed? Is it that they have a habit of blaming other people for how their life is turning out? Well, maybe it's because they're hopeless. And because their brain's not working right, they don't have the agency or the motivation to do the hard work. So think of it as hardware, software, network connections. There could be problems in any or all three of those areas, and we would want to assess him and give him a plan and give you guys a plan to overcome this.
Well,
but I see it as an emergency.
Yeah. Definitely, at his age and overdosing, suicide, all of these things. But here's the thing that happened to me when I had my brain scanned, and I would want this for everybody. You have a no wonder moment. No wonder I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing. Look at what that brain looks like. So no one, that's what you're looking for. And I would just hope and pray for him. He would go. You guys do the assessments, and you do the scan, and then you sit down and you tell the person what you see, and you really know what you're talking about. But wouldn't it be great if that happened, and this man in his 50s is able to say, no wonder life has been so hard. Look at that. And so that's what we're hoping for, and I would spend any amount of money if my son was suicidal and overdosed and all this stuff you've been through. Why, you know, it's just, what else are you going to do with that money if you have any money? And call and just see if there's some way that, you know, you can get it done. Sherry, you have some thoughts here?
I've had several conversations in my head, one with Bill and one with you, Dr. Amen. I don't know if you know this. I mentioned it to Tana when she was in on the show a few weeks ago, but my brother committed suicide a month ago. And you had texted me right around the holidays, and it actually had just happened. And that's why I didn't text you back, because I was so overwhelmed and didn't even have the words. But my brother was 56. So as I'm hearing Bill, and I'm thinking about what Steve said, and I would do anything, and you're saying that's desperate, I want to invite Bill to get him to your clinic. My brother, we just found out that they had upped his medication. They doubled it. Kind of like Bill's son, he had a reaction to it, and he became zombie-like and then took medication, tried to take his life again. My brother had, they doubled it, and he had increased anxiety, increased insomnia, vomiting, and suicidal ideations. And nobody knew that. They didn't know that that was because of the meds. So what I love about what you do, Dr. Amen, is you guys look. And here we've got Bill's son who's struggling, but no one's ever really looked to figure out what would be the best plan for him. And then the hope that comes with, not only are you guys going to talk about medications and supplements, but you're going to lay out a treatment plan specially for him. And so don't wait, Bill. Take your son. I'm sitting in the aftermath of the ache of what happens when intervention doesn't happen.
Mm. All right, I'm really glad you called, and I'm going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice, and I hope that that could also, along with this other stuff, be a big, big help to you and to him. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you need some help, will help you find the resource that you need, please. All right, let's go to Tish, Seattle, Washington. She listens on the app. Hello, Tish. How are you today? What's going on in your life? Glad you're with us here. If I can plug you in. Yeah, there we go. Hi.
Yeah. Are we on?
You are absolutely on.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out before I go into my question. I really appreciated the Brain's Battles, Boundaries in the Bible workshop back in December. It definitely put me on a better track.
Good.
Steve, I don't know if you remember. We actually met back in 2019 on a plane from Dallas to Indianapolis. I've called in a few other times. So it's been an exciting journey, just healing and understanding what transformation looks like and what my relationship with Christ looks like, in order to, you know, take care of my brain, take care of my body, and
How can we help you today? What's going on?
So I am making a move to a job that will give me proximity community rather than working in a freelance job that I absolutely love, but I've been isolated for several years, and just, you know, feeling alone, I guess. Even though I do things with people, it just doesn't feel there's something missing. And the pandemic, showed me all that, you know. And also, I also feel like I need to say that I'm in a relationship, and my boyfriend and I were working through our own issues, and then we plan to come back together in 6 months, well, in June. And one of the things that I realized from being in sustained healing, we're still doing that counseling group, it's been amazing, was that, you know, I realized that I needed to be in community with people, and that I was isolated. So,
what's the question for us so we can help you here?
Right, yeah. So I'm struggling with actually making the move, and I'm actually moving next week, but I feel anxious and overwhelmed. And so I'm just wondering, like, at what point do you know when you're just done with the season that you're in and you're ready for the next one? And then how can you work through these losses and embrace the gains and take care of yourself while honoring, you know, like, the people in your life? Like, with my boyfriend, we're working through these things, and I'm just like, I feel like I'm just making, you know, this huge jump because I'm moving to Florida.
Okay. So let me just start with Sherry here, and then we'll go to Dr. Amen on how we could help you here and whether to move on and whether you have moved on, knowing what season that you're in. Sherry, you have some thoughts here?
Yeah, Tish, I love your question. How do you know when you're ready? And just hearing you today and how thoughtful you are around this transition, I often see in changes in my own life, it feels like the Lord loosens up the dirt around my feet. What I mean by that is I start feeling discontent. I start noticing things that aren't working. I start feeling apathy or bored around what I'm doing, isolation, lonely, whatever it is. It's just like the ground beneath my feet starts not feeling so good. And then I naturally start looking for something else. You're there. You are there. Now, what is probably happening is because it's real, kind of like the children of Israel left Egypt, you know, and they were walking towards that promised land. You are on a journey, and it's very normal, common. And I say, like, probably most everybody would have some anxiety about that walk forward because you're walking into the unknown. In 3 months from now, Florida won't seem so unknown. In 6 months from now, you're not going to feel as odd about it or anxious about it. In a year from now, you're going to look back and go, I love what I've done. It's just that transitional anxiety that happens when you're making a change.
And, you know, here's the thing, going with the Israelites, they were out there and they were so anxious, they said, we ought to go back and be slaves again. At least we had, you know, we had enough to eat, stuff like that.
It's true.
And so I'm always tempted to go back. And if you're always looking to only do something in your quote-unquote comfort zone, you will not live the life that God called you to. to live. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of New Life Live. You need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we've just been talking here about phases of life, and, well, we've been talking with Tish. Sherry, you had a comment about that, and then I want to see if Dr. Amen has anything he'd like to add.
So, Tish, you are a connector. I mean, the very fact that you remember meeting Steve on an airplane, the very fact that you loved the workshop that we did on brains, Bibles, and God, you love people. And I was just looking over in one of the baskets here in the office, and we have had workshops where people will write down words that they need to give up in order to embrace something else. And this one I just picked up says security and comfort. And you are leaving security and comfort, but you're exchanging it for connection and life and good things that are more, they're more like you. They're more about you. So you go, girl. You keep walking and trusting God, and He will bring you a new type of comfort in connection.
Hmm. Dr. Amen, anything you want to add about getting on with life rather than getting stuck in any particular phase?
Well, the brain hates change, which is why people get stuck in the bad habits. I always tell people, be very careful what you do, because if you do it enough, your brain's going to make you do it again.
Yeah.
And so the change is causing anxiety. That's normal. And when you feel stuck, you just have to do one little thing, and that will help get your brain unstuck. So even if it's only 5 minutes of packing to get started, that will help you. And I agree with everything that Sherry said. You know, 6 months from now, you're going to go, why didn't I do this sooner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm really glad that you called, and let me just go ahead and send you this Conquer Worry and Anxiety here, the Dr. Amen's book. I think you'll like it. Anybody, a gift of any amount, I'll send that to you, or Mediterranean Love Plan on Intimacy that my wife and I did. All right, let's go to Tia from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hi, Tia. How are you today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going on 84. I am housebound long before this past year.
Mm-hmm.
I've self-isolated. I'm wondering if the worry and anxiety or memory rescue, because I'm having a because I guess I'm so isolated, memory is very short. And I also am wondering if Dr. Amen, in the past, he mentioned Erlene, because I'm having trouble with balance, and I'm wondering if that is something that might be helpful to me, and if he could give me his affirmation. Last time he gave an affirmation that he uses in the morning and in the evening. I was only able to remember the evening one. If he does recall the morning affirmation that I could say, and
okay.
I'm having trouble with balance.
All right, so let's see what Dr. Amen has to say here. We can give you some help. Dr. Amen.
So the affirmation is, today is going to be a great day. I actually did it this morning. I do it every morning. But this morning, for whatever reason, I needed it. And then I just looked at what was going to be good about my day, like hanging out with Sherry and Steve. That always makes me happy. So having, I call them tiny habits, the smallest thing that you can do that'll make the biggest difference. balance issues is, one, you don't want to be drinking alcohol because that damages the cerebellum and will accelerate it. But two, if that's not the issue, then you want to go, why am I having balance issues? And at 84, it's so important to figure out, because falls are the number one cause of disability as we get older. My mom, who's 89, year before last, fell because she's wearing high heels. Why women wear high heels over the age of 60 is just beyond me. Got stuck in a grate. She fell, broke her hip. I mean, it was just a nightmare. It was a disaster. And so understanding why you have balance issues, seeing a doctor, maybe a neurologist, is just so helpful. And then, yes, of course, we can send you memory rescue, because it is never normal to have memory problems. Now, average, yes, the older you get, you have a 50% chance of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. People 85 and older, 50%, 50, which means you have a 1 in 2 chance of losing your mind if you're blessed to live to 85 and beyond. I don't know about you, but I'm not okay with that, which means I always need to be working my brain, learning new things, which is a great thing about new life. You could also call new life new learning, because you're always learning something new when you're listening to Steve.
All right. Well, let me, I hope and pray something here has really helped you. I'm going to send off to you this great book Dr. Amon's written, Memory Rescue. I think that'll be a good one. I'll tell you, in the 80s, one rule, don't fall. That's it. Do everything you can not to break that rule. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live after this. Glad you're with us.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. Joining us in the studio is one of the brains of the future, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, welcome. And what do you have for us here today?
I'm sorry. That struck me funny.
It is.
Every man's battle is this Saturday.
Yep.
And tomorrow at noon Central Time is the cutoff to sign up. And I want to read a short little testimony from someone and encourage you guys and wives, if your guys need it, get them there. At this workshop, I was very anxious about confronting my problems and discussing them with strangers. But right from the start, our group leader led me to feel accepted and loved. I soon realized I was not alone and that I had brothers in this battle to help me. This weekend has exceeded any expectations and has transformed me to the core. I feel truly blessed to have attended. God truly showed up in a powerful way. I will never be the same. While this is just the start of the journey to reconciliation with my spouse, I am encouraged and hopeful. And I just love it when someone says, I will never be the same.
Yeah. And I want to encourage people, if you're afraid of talking to strangers, I do it all the time. Buses, trains, airplanes. It can be a great relief because people generally are really nice. But I will say this, Larry, having it virtually, this would be the time for somebody that is sensitive about being close to new people, unfamiliar, because you get to stay home.
Yep.
But you still, the connection is pretty phenomenal. But yeah. There's a little level of safety you don't have in person.
And it's why we do what we do, folks. We get to see people experience life change. And if you could come, if you can send a gift, and it helps people attend these workshops,
it
helps us put them on. There's so many things about your giving that we could go on all day.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everybody who has been giving. It makes all the difference in the world to folks like this guy who came to Every Man's Battle and experienced such that he said, I'll never be the same.
Mm. I love that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you could help us, you know, same number if we can help you. But we really want you to help us so that we can reach other people. And then, you know, you're part of everything that we do. Everybody that gets better, we're you're part of it. We're in this together. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Larry.
Ready.
Gift of any amount, we'll send you the Mediterranean Love Plan, the book my wife and I wrote, and a lot of people really love the things that we suggest you do in this book. Right now, let's go to Joe from Charleston, South Carolina. Joe listens online. Glad that he does. Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you very much.
What's going on?
I feel like I'm dying inside. The reason why is my wife and I have been married for 33 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, been separated twice. But I believe she has a mental illness that she is suffering from. She believes that I am trying to kill her. She believes our church and larger churches, and then local police and folks, they're all manipulating her and holding her back from achieving what God has for her. She believes our house is bugged, her car, her phone, her.
Okay, so she has. She's definitely got a mental issue here, a brain issue. Yeah. What's the question for us? I mean, this is not normal.
So my question is. Right. Okay. My question is that 3 years ago, a crisis group came to our house and took her, saying she'd be gone for 2 days. She was gone for almost 2 weeks, but she didn't follow through with what they recommended for prescriptions or counseling and things of that nature. And the things have gotten worse. So I called that group and I said, hey, what are my options here to get my wife help, because she doesn't want to go. She thinks, I'm the problem and other people are. So my question is there something to do in between, like an involuntary commitment? Because that's what the police who recently came to my house said, that might be what's necessary.
All right. Let's start with Sherry, and then we'll go to Dr. Amon. Sherry, what are you thinking here when you hear this?
Oh, Joe, you must be exhausted. You must be exhausted. It's hard, isn't it, to live with somebody who's struggling with paranoia, maybe paranoid schizophrenia. And one of the things that it runs in my family as well. One of the things that I was so blown away by is in one of Dr. Amon's book, it's his brain atlas. It shows all the pictures of the brain. He actually has a picture of a spec scan of a brain of somebody that was struggling with paranoid schizophrenia, and their brain looks like it looks like there's lots of disconnections. When I say like Swiss cheese or something, I don't mean she's got holes in her brain like in the gray and white brain matter. There's not enough connections. And so that, it really is a brain issue. And as soon as people get on the right medication, it brings those connections back online. And I've seen people at his clinic when I worked with him who came in just like your wife, get on the right medications, and they literally came back online, it was a different person. But getting them there, getting them into that treatment, getting them through the door when they're already afraid, and then you become a part of their plight, right? You become a part of the story as to how you're out to get them by just getting them into treatment. I think you may need to take that next step to have an interventionist help you with that transition in order to get her into the right care for longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Dr. Amon, your thoughts here when you hear something like this?
Yes, no, I agree with Sherry. My son-in-law's mother has paranoid schizophrenia, and I know how hard this is. And given it is a free country and people have rights, that often, unless they're a danger to themselves or unable to care for themselves, you just can't commit them, even though they are not thinking in helpful, practical ways. So I always say you have no influence if you're not connected. So finding ways to continue to be connected, and then looking at, I hate the term mental illness. I've always hated it. I decided to be a psychiatrist 42 years ago, and I hated it then. And now I hate it more because it's not mental illness. She's got a brain health issue. And if you look at the scans, like I look at, you'll get the brains of people with schizophrenia like I have. They're not healthy. And when your brain is not healthy, it produces unhealthy thought. And often if you can get your brain right, your mind will follow. Because we don't know if she's got an infection in her brain or she's been exposed to an environmental toxin or there may be a family history of schizophrenia. But looking can be so helpful. But at some point, because it's chronically stressful for you, Joe, and I hear you when you say that you feel you're dying. At some point, if people choose not to get help, then you have to choose what you're going to do to make sure you don't die along with them.
Now, I want to just say this to you. I have seen people that are schizophrenic take new medications that have been developed, and they actually function better than some people that are depressed and taking medication for that. My point is, how sad for someone to go through life with this kind of torment and never ever see if maybe there's a medication that could be the answer. And I just want to encourage you to do everything you can, including that intervention Sherry's talking about.
And you may find some resources at NAMI, N-N-A-M-I, the National Association of Mental Illness. I think it's NAMI.org. For yourself, Joe, maybe you'll find some interventionists on there. Maybe there's some groups for you, especially with COVID. I imagine they've got a lot of resources online for you as the spouse of somebody who's struggling with paranoid schizophrenia. We need support, and it's one thing to know about somebody that has this. It's a whole different thing to live with somebody day in and day out that's struggling like your wife is. So Steve's right. Dr. Amon's right. Please take care of yourself.
Yeah, NAMI has sure helped so many people with support and understanding. I just can't imagine somebody having someone in the family who has brain cancer and you not going online and finding everything out that you could about brain cancer. Well, if they're schizophrenic, bipolar, borderline, there's brain stuff there. Find out everything you can and get the best help available, and we would love to help you do that. We'll be back in a minute.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Don't forget, Intimacy and Marriage coming up on the weekend of Valentine's Day. And Every Man's Battle is online this Saturday. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about that. And again, a gift of any amount, the Mediterranean Love Plan. Every one of these cultures, we took the Mediterranean cultures, seven different cultures, and the trait, how do you apply that to your marriage? And every one of those cultures has 13 things you can do to improve and enhance and radically change the level of intimacy in your life. A gift of any amount, I'll send that to you, or I'll send you Conquer Worry and Anxiety, the secret to mastering your mind. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Greta. Greta will be our final caller here. Wish I had more time because that phone bank is full, Dr. Amen and Dr. Keffer. Greta, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL is the station. How are you today?
I'm fine, and the question is, it's a two-part question concerning my concussion. The sound is still very painful for me, and especially vibrations, but I have to go to the dentist, and so my first question is, what can I do? Even a distant neighbor mowing the lawn, is I feel like holding my head in my hands, and I would scream except the sound would hurt. But what can I do about going to the dentist? And the other part is, I can't have Novocaine, but I noticed over the years that whenever I go to the dentist afterwards, there's just some little tiny thing that I can't do. And I was wondering if you could recommend something that's the best or the least brain damaging.
Okay, Dr. Amen, what do you think?
Greta, how did you get a concussion?
Well, actually, that's my second one. The first one I healed about maybe 90%, and this last one is only, I would say, maybe 50%. The first one, I actually was a head injury. I was running to open the door for a student, and my foot got caught in the carpet, and it flung me forward. And as a student said, and many months later, you were completely airborne. My head crashed into the door, and I was unconscious in and out. Wow. They medevaced me to a trauma center.
Wow.
The second time, I was not even hit. My head wasn't. Then it was one of the students let a big heavy door go, and it hit me on the shoulder, and it jerked me over. It was near the end of the day, and I guess my brain shifted. But in about 15 minutes, I had a horrible, horrible headache, and I never talk to the students and tell them how I feel. But I was at my desk with my head saying, ow, my head. Then I had all these pins and needles through my face.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, let's see what Dr. Amen has to say. That's horrible. Goodness. Yeah.
In my book, Memory Rescue, there's actually a whole chapter on head trauma and concussion rescue. And so I would send that to you. I'm a huge fan of, well, one, imaging your brain to look and see, well, what's the impact. And, you know, if you're having a terrible problem with sound, headphones can really help. Listening, especially to music you love, can help drown, like if you're going to the dentist.
Ooh, I can't do music. I can't. Music, the music hurts. I used to like to.
You know, even white noise might be able to help. There's also a supplement I like called GABA that can just help calm down some of the centers in your brain.
I don't know what you're saying. GABA? There's certain sounds like
G-A-B-A. G-A-B-A. GABA.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, we make something called GABA calming. Also, I did the big NFL study when the NFL was struggling with the issue of traumatic brain injury in football, and 80% of our players got better when I put them on a multiple vitamin fish oil and something we created called Brain and Memory Power Boost. And I'm a huge fan of hyperbaric oxygen therapy. I published a study on soldiers who had been involved in blast injuries, and hyperbaric oxygen therapy, significant improvements in mood and memory. But I think we should send you Memory Rescue and then just read the chapter on concussions. It's it's something that there's so much hope for.
All right.
Dr. Amen, what's the part of the brain that is our hearing comes from? I know that seeing comes from the occipital lobe. What is the part of the brain that's responsible for hearing?
So it's on the outside of our temporal lobes. That's called the auditory cortex. And sometimes when you have a bad concussion, as Greta did, you can jostle those connections. And it can make people dizzy, it can make people have vertigo, or they can be very sensitive to noise.
It almost sounds like, and I know you working with the NFL football players, I've seen their scans, I've seen their brains, they didn't look good. But the hope for you, Greta, is this, is wherever you're at today, part of what I love about what you do, Dr. Amen, is you really target what's going on in that brain, and then the treatment is targeted towards that part of the brain. So let's say there's something called a contra-coup, where if your brain is in a concussion, it jostles around inside of your skull, you know? And so I'm thinking it might have impacted that part of her brain, which there could be treatment, hyperbaric oxygen, maybe supplements. There's so many things you can do. You just don't have to stay that way, Greta.
I'm going to send you
supplements for sure. Okay. I am doing all the supplements.
Good. Let me send you The End of Mental Illness by Dr. Amen. It's really got it all, I think, in there. And I think you'll really like it as a guide to what to do next. I hope and pray that people hear this overriding message. You know, sometimes we miss things that are so obvious, the phrase hidden in plain sight. But I believe this is the message. You don't have to just assume that the problem is an emotional or mental problem. You need to see if the foundation of it is the brain not functioning, because there's something there that could make it better. That to me is where it begins. Anything else you want to add before we have to go, Dr. Amen? I'm so glad you've been with us today.
Well, thank you, my friend. You're not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better, and every day you're making it better by what you eat and how you think, and the habits that you engage in, or every day you're making it worse. We just want people to choose to love their brain today.
All right, Sherry, anything else as we go?
I think I would just say today, having Dr. Amen on with us, that you can make your brain better. Wherever it's at today, he has proven over and over again that there's things that you can do today to start moving your brain in a forward, better direction. So don't lose heart. It's concerning, whether it's paranoid schizophrenia or Greta with her, what's going on with her brain. It's just where you're starting. There are interventions that can help your brain heal.
Well, let's don't forget, with all the talk about the COVID vaccine, there's no vaccine for foolishness. There is nothing they can stick in your arm to prevent you from being foolish. But here's something you could do. You could consult people that deal with struggle every day by calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.